After a shooting in a maternity clinic in Kabul, no one forgets there's a war going on, but there are moments you could be forgiven for believing the city is still an orchard, a place where you could make a thing grow. There is always a pile of rubble from which some desperate person struggles to rise, while another person wraps a shawl around their shoulders and roasts marshmallows over a fire. This is not that. This is not bomb dropping from sky, human shield, hostages in a stream, child picking up toy that explodes in her hands, although there's always that. Hope is a booby trap. This is the house you were brought to after crossing a river, leaving the mountains and burnt fields behind, a place of safety where you could be alone with your own startling power. Not why were you out and why wasn't your face covered and who told you to climb into that rickshaw, but here, prepare for this most ordinary thing, a birth. And this is not to ask what it means to never see someone again, but to ask what it means not to make it past the first checkpoint of your mother's gates. Never mind all the wild places outside. The mud brick villages, the valleys and harvests and glasses of green tea, or even to say, I am here to claim the child of Suraya, because you know this to be impossible. Even if you could bring a man to recover your sister's corpse and the newborn, where do you go from here? You still have to consider the bodies, the bullet-ridden walls, still have to climb up to the small window of this house and take in the panorama. See, it is raining outside, and men weep for their wives, and perhaps the entire world is an orchard that has detonated its crimson fruits, its pomegranates and poppies and tart mulberries to wash these floors red. And those of us who stand outside this house know that nothing will flourish here again. Like crowds who gather for an execution, we can only ask, what does it mean to be born in a graveyard, to enter the world saying, O thief, O life?